So we are incriminating ourselves according to some Mepharshim by giving the shir. But since it is in Yom of the Yoma, I think that it will be okay. I'll be calling tomorrow to the Chassid Highness. There are copies of Mar Mekomet. Any extra copies around? I had a copy of them. I have one. There are other copies. Those are the ones who have one. They have more in the basement than this. Okay. Today's shiur is divided into three parts, as the Mar Mekomet indicates. Erev Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, and we have time. A special part of Tisha B'Av spoke out of on Shabbat. So those that's not relevant for this year, was relevant for last year. So, it's going to come up again. I mean, nope, never. No, it won't come up again, okay. So we started tomorrow in the Sefer Highness, that Lama Namanam. Talking about Erev Tisha B'Av. Well, it tells us, one from the Mishnah earlier, Chavos, Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two kashilim, nor should he have vosur yayin. The Gemara says in the last line, by the minhag of Rabbi Yehuda Ber-Rabbi Eloi, Erev Tisha B'Av, Tavim of Pas Kareva, B'Melach, B'Yoshev, Bentano, L'Shirayim, V'Ofer, V'Shosel, V'Olech, Kito, Shomayim, V'Doma, K'misha, Mesa, Mutal, L'Fonim. So, how do you define this mystical meal known as the Kuda Hamasek? How is it defined? The Ran on page Yudam and Aleph, Dabbing Haran, Barit, says it's called Kotan Ram Banza, Mitzabra, the Kuda Hamasek, Kol She'enu Osid Lito Kuda Cheresh of Kvil. Apple Pisha Dato Lefala Roy. Doesn't make a difference, it's still called the Tuna Master. Lo! Ke'elu Shabitnon Bethan Rishoyin. Ochlin Boso Mishakrin Biyayin. Bakakat Ochlin Aroy. Kilahatik Bakila. Shain Baboso Biyayin. And there I'm right up. It says, the Kantanim often listens to Uda Acheres, Dafka. If you have a Suda Acheres, then the previous Suda is not called a Suda Hamasek. But if you have a snack afterwards, then what you had earlier is called a Suda Hamasek. So the person's going to have meat and wine, then you know, he'll walk around the block, come back and have potato chips, he's in violation. The Ramban calls him, I don't want to say it again, but we have to. What's it called again? What's that? One more time? Bitnan Beten Rishoyin. Stomach for evil people. That's right, we kind of say. Okay, so now comes the nitty gritty. How do you define Keva? How do you define Aroi? This is very, very important to analyze, and analyze it very carefully. So the Prisha, in the Tafsut from Beis, the son Zion, says, look, as long as the suda you have afterwards has bread, we take aroi, it means you don't wash. When you wash, by definition, it's considered to be a suda kera. Of course, if the preacher is correct, then we're all right. We're okay. The preacher quotes his opinion. That's our meaning. We have whatever we eat, at least to our fill. Then we have some other half to whistle with us. Then we all sit down on the floor, we'll get to later. We eat bread with an egg, with ashes, we'll get to it. But since we're eating bread and we're washing, that's enough to consider to be a keva, so whatever we eat before that is not called food about segas and there's no limitation. What was the preacher who comes down in the name of Yesh Omri? The preacher is four. Because if the Ramban meant that afterwards we only had potato chips, that's obvious. The Kiddush in the Ramban, the Kiddush must be that you eat bread. What do we do? I don't want to say it again. I can't figure it out quite right. Your stomach is a bad stomach. All right, let's leave it at that. So right, the preacher in the Kiddush by rejecting the Yeshom. Again, our minhag is exactly the minhag of the Yeshom of the preacher. So how do we answer the kasha of the prisha? The answer to the leader is follows. No. The harami would have been that as long as they eat something afterwards, even if it's a kharai afterwards, that's still enough to characterize the previous meal as a non-sudan upset. From Ashkelon, not that way. But in fact, if you have a slice of bread, that is considered to be keva, you wash, you bench, that is a typical keva for a meal. The preacher does, however, say that if you ate your fill, and when you have emphasis, and we call in our language, achila gata, then it's no good. It's a whole different story. Now he's emphasizing the first meal. The first meal is so much, there's no room for anything in your stomach. Earlier he said it was the second meal which was determinant, whether it was through the gadola or not. It's a little strange to the lust of the pre-show which way it's going. Not to me it would be. Someone eats a very big meal. Okay? What does that mean? He first fills himself, and then he has a meal at the end. A meal, bread, a lot of bread with one top shell. According to the priest, it's no good. Why? A fila gata. Yeah, he's stuffing himself now. Whereas according to the earlier interpretation, he said, look, he's sitting on the floor with one slice of bread, with one half an egg, with a little ash. That's not called a kriya. But if his top shell has, I don't know, tuna fish. Is it a whole big fat tuna fish sandwich with lettuce, with tomato? Yeah, lettuce is raw, tomatoes are raw. Black bread is not considered a top shell. A huge tuna that could happen to find out, you know? Big one tuna with pizza. Right? Oh, wow. But that would be considered a tuna kavul, a choladeus. And therefore, that before would not be a problem, even though now he's eating semi-gasla. So in other words, the preacher himself is touching two different buttons there. It's the cut and dine. If you have a chance, you can look it up. Dr. Moshe, it's just cut and gimel. The Ramban's Peda is only on both of the yayin. You know, if you listen carefully to the lesson of the Ran, I read to you earlier, before the Ramban, he was talking about the Betin Rishoyim of individuals who are involved in both of the yayin. That's the effort of the Ramah. We have a minute. We don't have both of the yayin from a Shoyish. No tears there, like that. So since we don't have a both of the yayin, therefore we can't run afoul of the Ramban, because we don't have both of the yayin whatsoever. What about Ribri Macholin? You know, Veni Tashilin? That's not necessarily a problem. After an Arab of Kippur, it's called the Eolash, is the Shloyazik HaTainis. Nonetheless, there are more like talking Moshe, it's better not to eat too much, just eat Kadei Sarko, like eat before any other fast. I don't care. Every fast you also eat a lot. We eat more before a fast and a slave meal, because you know you have to eat something for another many hours. I don't quite understand what to eat. First, you should have more than your normal. And you tell them you have a very other thing. That is more than you know. You can't just look at the back of your and just go and give them. Again, it's not so clear. Okay. Get the impression again from the Dr. Moshe, the first aid is full, it ate to its fill, not shy of the Suda Kavua afterwards. At the beginning, the Ramah said Dr. Moshe. And if you get the impression, and only it's supposed to be iron altar, which is what the Ramah says, but even Shnei Tafshilin would be awesome. That's what we call Easter, but we call it Kol Tzavo. Okay. Now, more you get the impression, if you ate your fill, then it's not shy of the Suda Kavua afterwards. You said before the preacher, two different problems. It's the problem that you ate before, what you eat after. The Ramah is not the Tovo Atalio. You had such a big meal before, and it's not shaft on the Suda Kavua. It's really, by definition, characterized as I wrote. But, the Ramah writes our minig, that we have a lot of food, and the Ramban is only asking both of the yayin. What the problem becomes, Manasha. I understand. If our bread and egg is considered a Suda Kavua, then in theory, to be mocking the bus of the yayin. We have a minute not to. But these are in. And if it's not, then it shouldn't be matter even Shnei Tav Shilin. So it's not so clear. So, like I said before, the Bach has of the opinion that bread and egg is considered a Tudas Aroi, that it's Eastern Medina to have two Tav Shilin in the earlier meal, which is coming up at 6 o'clock today. Yes, Dr. Moshe, can't stop him. The Taz also comes to Mashal held that way. The Ramah, Dr. Moshe, was the writing of Megrish Rabbah. In Eicha, speak of Eicha. Israel, Oakland, the Sholson, who was doctoring their official dog. And then they read it. In a positive light. So they're not going to have wrong rights and stuff because then in the days. It's talking in the days. No. They only ate cold starter. And the stocker just means they drank cold starter. So it doesn't mean wine. We don't drink wine. It means beer. Water. I don't know what it means. It's entirely 2 days in the Yerushalmi. It says, Ravman ate cold now, call it. And then he took bread and he put ashes on it and said, Zoe, do this, Ishba. So well, the wrong place you shall is exactly like our minute. That's exactly what our minute is. Right? Well, no. Not called Maholim, but called Sarko. Called Sarko, who gives us new shaman. But called Sarko might mean he just ate whatever he needed, but it was not with two top shillings. Called Maholim is two top shillings at least. Because Maholim doesn't mean one Maholim only. Call my husband as an implication of two tashilin. That was the exact amenity of the Yerushalayim. If the Yerushalayim is not called my husband, but rather called Sarko, then you really can't tell. That's the mastic between the Suda, which we call the non-Suda Masekas, and the Suda Masekas. Otherwise, it's one big continuum, and of course, it's also if you have two tashilin in the earlier meal. So, how do you make the tashilin? What do you do? The Ramah says, Minig called Yulaf Ashkenaz Lechel to the Kvua called Mincha, Kaplan style of Mincha, go to the Masek. Maharil. The Noag in the harbor stop. The Suda Rishona, this Loyazik Lahem at Pinus. All the folks in Rodeo, Kamil Kipper. What's Medish Eker Abasi? Okay. The Machmir, Nikor Kodesh. On the Kedoshim over here. Let's just do this try and keep the dish. Okay? This is the Ramah and Simon Tafkut and Bay. See it's the text. The Mishnah Brewer writes here in Sivkot and Kof Aleph, of course, the Dr. Moshman and Ariel, you got a shul to Dava Minifah. You got a shul to Dava Minifah. And then he writes the stomach beer, Gav Kim Pirchas and Mazen and Tchilim. So the Sharasim, Tazayi, says, Yilavachi, Osir, Leila, from Koma, Kod and Pirchas and Mazen and yes, but well, not for the mincha, he says, I'm locking a brogar and brach Hashem of Tzvicha. Well, Shabbos could be a certain place. And some of the branches washed right over them right away would not be allowed. So they had to fabricate some kind of a heptic. But they had a very good way, a firm heptic. The heptic was called mincha. Mincha. And he has the content of the Kriya Megadim, this is the Shara Tzvi and Tzvicha and Tzvayim. Kriya Megadim says in the Eshma Ram Yudeh, enough to have him ask it either with Birchas HaMazon or with Mincha. He says it can't be. You just do Birchas HaMazon without Mincha to Baruch Hashem and Tzvicha. I understand what it means is that the Kriya Megadim is discussing the issue of Shnei Tav Shilin. He's not discussing the Indian of Baruch Hashem and Tzvicha. And as a matter of fact, how does Mincha alone work? I mean, is Mincha all benching? Nah, it doesn't mean that way. Even Mr. Brewer has Mitzvah Yibet. Even Mitzvah Yibet. The guy goes to eat, and goes down to Minnesota without bench, comes right back. He meets somebody else, wasn't there? Oh, that's certainly us, sir. Without the bench, it's certainly one meal. That's what I thought. Oh, the Minnesota's only, it's not the Minnesota's Kovea. The Minnesota's only one of many inconsistencies to the master, the Eastern Brothers, and the Trico. But the matzik between the first part, the first meal and the second, that's the first part, two meals. The first meal and the second has to be built on some others. That's what I thought for sure. So I thought for sure. I don't think Minchah alone should work. I don't know. In the expression of the Mishnah Brewer and the Chavei, you get the impression he both came into Birch Birchas HaMazon regardless of Salah Minchah B'Yemza. That's why Minchah should either be more Mala or Mori in Hilchus two students versus one student. So understand, benching is determined. So if you are the Hefzik of Minchah, have a different Hefzik. We died of Minchah already. Everyone in this room died of Minchah already. We're not going to have a second Minchah. So what do you do? But we have a minute here in camp, and we try to do, we ask me to have the meal one. We take a break. First, we leave the dining room. We go back to the bunk. And we go back to the bunk. And the minute we have here in camp, we try, as we put on, we change our shoes. Take off your shoes, then you have to light dirty, put on your pictures of sneakers. You're not required to do this, by the way. Well, today, you're not required. Dr. Moshe from Sun Bay says you should do it. You should have the Sunnah second in the full sneakers. But the Ramoy writes that Zion ain't Sarah Lachos Melo. He's Machriel Lekula. But so what? We're Machriel Lekula, not so much because he wanted Machriel Lekula. We don't have Lekula. But it's an excellent opportunity to make a nice good hefty. Go to the bathroom, change your shoes, you can walk around there, a little bit, and make a hefty which is no less hefty than Tfilas Mincha. Because Tfilas Mincha is not hefty. But that person is somewhere, happens to me, let's go to too often. I'm sitting somewhere, and it's almost skier, or even not. I mean, you're sitting in the yeshiva, eating lunch, and they go, this is without a mincha. Somewhere, I have to have a minute for mincha now, I won't be in the lift. I run out, start a mincha, come right back, and then I continue eating. We get out of the door. It's right next door, and I'm far away. It's literally right outside my room. I go down the room, come right back. That's okay. The mincha is such. It's not a mastic in the meal. Thank you, the mastic in the meal. Mincha is only there to be created. Not going to happen if you can draw up a chain of trees. What did not mean? You start to change your shoes, and go to the bathroom, go find them, look around a little bit. That should be a sufficient hefsek as well. Interestingly, the Mechaber and the Devot quote, the Misha Echelel Lo Yoch of the Sudam HaSekhet of the Pasch HaRev of the Melach Mekit of Shemayim. That's the Yudah Barbi Loi. That's it, nothing else. And then what's amazing is the previous Sif in Sif Hei, the Ramo said, Yesh Nogin Lechel Beisin Koshin Shugam Kem Achal Aveil. So the Chorah, this minute contradicts the other minute. And we want to be like Hatzil that he is. What should we do? Should we have bread with eggs or bread without eggs? If we want to have with eggs, we'll fulfill the minute of Ramo. If, however, you want to fill the minute of the Misha Echelon, the Mechabit Zavav, just bread and water, then maybe you really shouldn't have it. I think you can't have it both ways. No, because you follow the Ramo, you'll be Mevatli, Misha Echelon, Shulchan Aruch. The minute you really got to follow the Ramo, I think you need to have it. Don't care about that. He read the expression to be Shemeta Mutal Lefonah, that was Ablam and Abibes. On this basis, the the judge says he's going to sit on the floor, as we have in the Mordechai, teaches us this halacha, that you're supposed to sit on the floor during the Suda Ahamasek. By Anivus also, the Rabban calls from the Sechel Snuggles, you're supposed to sit on the floor. And Roy Cotton is not here, but the second Roy Cotton, the Mordechai said, "It's tough, cool flat is out. That's really the love of this town." Here we go. It's just a fissure log. It says that. Here we go. Okay? A la karka. The Mordechai is based upon our Gemara. It's considered the equivalent of Mishameto, which the father is more than the Sabbath Slavim, should also be on the floor. Now, it's interesting. Do people are literally, sit on the floor. In the case of Mishameto and Mutla Fano, we often find it also on the floor. How come it's against an offer of the Sechel Snuggles? We explained in the Avail Shirim that the Gemara is not something to care. The Gemara says, Ain't no mace of the Ochel. The Rabban is supposed to be in the mace of the Ochel, but you can't sit at all. And we say, Yes, it's Mashma, others. I mean, you don't sit at a table in a normal fashion. If you sit to eat, pulled away from the table somewhat, and not in an abnormal fashion, that'll be a sufficient hecker. So the Nia says, we tell people to do. Somehow when it comes to Tisha B'Av, we're somehow more prone to actually sit on the floor. You see it in cinema sense, you sit on the floor, and you don't find it often when it comes to an even spot. Fine. Now, the Gemara Flamen Amar Aleph has a different machlekes. This is over here, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Yishana, Kate of Yishana, Rav Alecho Shnei Tachilin, Minecho. 10 people, 5. 10 kolsos, 5. What is this Yishana? The Beis Yosef writes that the Rav Shimon Gamliel is making a more than Tanakama. Tanakama acted both of the eye, the Shnei Tachilin. He, however, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he doesn't matter the eye. The word calls him a king. Hold on. That calls me, oh, yes, the calls. Then the calls, calls to the eye. I don't know what he calls it. But the matzvahs of Rashbag is that his matzah was called to the eye. So actually, Beis Yosef. And, if another request is conveyed, if a person's youth every year has 3 tachshilin, he'd be allowed in the matzah to have 2 tachshilin. So it's a shinui. But the court's kind of karma, no. No. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, Mada, the time I start, who's more maker, required. We go down from 10 people to 5. How much more so should we, the more maker, require that you go down from 10 people down to 5? You should not eat with the same number of people that you're accustomed to. And the Mordechai quotes this in Simmons, Tough Race, Lamed Tet, which says, Cold Man. Called Manchu. Let's see. Looks like that's that old, okay. No, double different place. We didn't play the top player on the top. Different place, top player on the test. Where is it? I won't see it right now. Here we go. Rubber list of the youth stars at A Cluster Ravio. After that, I start with Tanaka Fligi, the Sharmili, but no, to look at the Fligi. They agree. Okay, so we have to cut down the number of people who are eating with you. So I some more time. Okay, now if we look at Tosfos over here, the Apal Gav and the Shlam and Amar Aleph, they my Rav Lishos has several kolsos. We shake our mashkacha. They don't need one. Get rid of it. One of them is Coca Cola. We used to keep Chamisha. Here's the problem on both sides. Because we know, the doctors tell us, that the biggest fear of fast is dehydration. And therefore, the custom is that we drink a lot. Now we drink less than we drink in a normal meal, which we seem to be advocating in the crisis. We drink probably more than we drink in a normal meal. Unless we'll say, no, they should do it meal one, which is not good enough second. But meal two, which is good enough second, you really shouldn't drink so much. Not everyone follows this custom. People drink a lot. You know, it's at the very end. Could be they're only drinking water that has no hashish. He said, a sheikh of the shamashi, Coca-Cola, Sprite, Cherry Coke, Pepsi. Something that is specific, you pay 75 cents for. That's something that you shouldn't be drinking too much of. It's about sex. But plain water, without chlorine, would be something which would be unlimited. That's what I'd like to say. Kito Shomayim, he wasn't counting out how much it was. Yeah?
What do you mean with the absolute number that you drink a lot of water? It's not even the basic part of the Suda.
That's another point. Now he's saying, what if you have Suda not second? Have in mind the adventures and drink some more. Just drink up all the water you want. Is that part of Suda not second? That's okay. So again, a problem can treat the problem. You again want to, you know, figure something out.
What happened?
Yeah, I think so. If you have a meal and you want to drink water, you bet McDonald's and go to first. So also I think a broken should be about that. You find some kind of a heptic somewhere. Whatever you find, the human mind is very creative and you'll find a way of having another heptic if you want to drink water. I mean, maybe you might apologize a little bit. Some folks will say to make shackles even during the meal. Rush cheaper. And water. So you rely on those folks can move me in the freezer. But the bottom first was the energy of the show. So, we might actually have to still make some kind of a half to be brought by the energy of the problem. Okay. The Agvav Ashri on the back of the rush, Sin Alan and Hay, talks about how many people should sit with you at this meal. says, "Call Tamidei Chachamim of Eretz, the Baruch Nagin, the Tishu of the Kulam Masekhet, for the Olahasev, the Kol Echad Yoshev Levado, the Kol Echad Mevarech La'atzmo, the Ein Mezamnim Birchas Hamazon." Okay, Olsen Tamidei Chachamim, the Kol Eretz Gulusov, including Lake Como, from the Golan. So when we did have the Kulam Masekhet, we just sit everybody separately. We don't sit any Chaburis. Now you have to three, because the Mevarech didn't even sit two. You sit in one. Moreover, the Torah calls from Nagos Maimini, if they ate three together, did he ever? No zero. Yeah, but Kasha, what are you talking about? Even an Otto is a zero. It's a special text. I'll have an Otto sit here. You open up an Otto sit, I'll tell you. I think it says that we have in the Hazel, Shatsimcha b'mono by a Beit Katsnus, right? The Varek Shatsimcha b'mono, Shekhala Mishalom. I think it's in the Sylvia, the Varek. The Nachem Avelis Shachal Mishavot. So it's even part of the Siddur, it's institutionalized as a formal institution of Zimun with a different Nusuf. So they thought, what do you mean there's no Zimun? So the answer is about that, that's during Avelis. It's considered Anina. Now the Anina, you can't tell. That's the question. Is it Zimun by Anina? There's no Zimun by Anina. You don't bench by Anina. I can't answer the question. But it doesn't say it's Avelis. It doesn't happen to mention that there. But here we actually do bench, not for mitzvahs. We mentioned last time it was a tour of mitzvahs on Melus, but not tour of mitzvahs in general. But then there would be no demons worse than in the 7 days of our bed. But the person that is father the Rosh ain't by himself, today was gold day, and the preacher was the prophet Yeshua, Bodos, also a tired. There's evil. You have the impression that if in fact there would be three together, they would have to make a result. It's better to avoid it. But that radical view, if they were together, they wouldn't make a zimun, that's not what agrees with. The Makar Tipchet, there's the Zorah, so Yeshua Shmosha, therefore the Kudra Sekhet, today shall you strive of the zimun. But the impression, if it happened, then you would in fact have to bench the zimun. Which is really a set for the sensing view, even if the evidence they would not bench the zimun. But just avoid situations is the best thing. Okay, the machlokas hatanoim was a person who's allowed to wash himself during the Suda Hamasek. He washed him on the chest, and the second time goes to Ramban. That's who that Rishi Rabbi put a lot of time on earlier. Paskin this way, the paskin that way. And the Ramban forces to use the Kabbalah, mix the Tavela, so he's listening to other Rishi Rabbi, also Lirko. Why? Because the person washes is not only pleasurable at that particular moment, but pleasurable later as well. As opposed to wearing shoes, he said. I'm wearing shoes now, I'm wearing shoes 2 hours, no connection. Yes. There are people who are so conscious of their cleanliness, they say, oh, jump into the shower. What's the matter? He's sitting there and he's having red and about the next course, hey, wait, jump into the shower, come out again. Can't do that. And he means even any washing, even just sitting washed with your hands in the sink. But if there's been a fish above, you can't be putting anything in water. Yes? But I don't give them. No, there's no problem. If you look onto a shower in the middle of the school of something, you're allowed to do it. What? No, it's not mixed with Avelu. No. That's the point of the risk of the rush. People are mixed with Avelu. So the Avelu is kind of indicative. Whereas a fish parent, you know, is not Avelu whatsoever. So therefore, it's considered to be three Buddha. Buddha. Idea, I know that has not the intrinsic determinant. At least half would be Gavaldic if he would be. There's a distinction between shoes and washing. The Ba'ath goes as far as to say that even if one's a Ramban who acts as washing during the Sudan Masekhet, as soon as he bench, he goes right to the shower. Because the only metabol upon himself is calmer is the during the duration of the Suda Masek. And especially there are folks who say that there's no distinction of Kabbalah at that time. Ramban is Kiva Lavitzaveh. Ramban is the one who said, he's the person who said, there's no such thing as Tosefet Tishabah. So we're talking about Kiva Lavitzaveh times that doesn't exist. But clearly, after the event, you can go into the shower, you can eat again, whatever you want. Just a special Kuma they accepted upon themselves during the Surah. And the Kuma Nasala, they point out that the lesson of Kiva Lav is really Lavda. Okay. So what do you do if you don't accept this from which the Rosh can't believe? The Rosh can't believe it for even for a minute that a person should have a dinner in 2.5 seconds. He can't wash, and then he can wash. It's crazy. Then the Rosh points to the Ravid. No. The issue is that here found in the sources is once the Makabal Tishra on yourself. The Rabban and the whole Makabal Tishra. So you had his more radical shot. The issue during the Surah only. But the writer who understood the issue of Kabbalah Tishrav, because that's the shot over here. Once you say, "Arayim and Kabbalah Tishrav Alatni," from that point on, you can no longer wash yourself. And when you start, stop. If you do not second, it's considered as if he's Kabbalah upon himself, the fast with respect to Achila, and it's automatically fell upon him with respect to Rechisa as well. I'll give you the quote. The Rav Tamer who asked the Rosh, the Rabbi says, no. After you start the Sudan of Sekhet, because why? That Sudan of Pirish Kuram Yerichita, Kamish of Pirish Achila, Mechal of Akainas in Achila, also God of Rechita. That's the culture of Mishim Tishuba. And the culture of Mishim Tishuba was on me. You go on Akainas Sibur. Not raining. Akal Pisha Mapsi Mibel Job. Because these prohibitions don't exist when it comes to a kind of tshuva. Okay? This is the Rivas interpretation. A whole different interpretation. Okay. A different interpretation. But the problem becomes a kind of tshuva. Why? If indeed, according to the Ramban, the Rivas, since Kabbalah is a kindness, and that's what I have to do, Kabbalah's kindness of food automatically includes any other prohibition of the kindness, which is washing, washing that standard that allows to apply to a kindness tibur. The difference is far between Tisha B'Av and a kindness tibur. I'm not sure. What's up, Yosef's opinion? Cold man shemuter lepo. What does that mean? If he would put in the Kabbalah kindness, he would have been must eat before Shia. Right? The first year, Mutalitikos. Why? Apparently, he wasn't the Kabbalah upon himself anything. If the Kabbalah upon himself is the Rechila as such, without it is the Rechila, the Torah is all the Kumbas of Tisha B'Av. Look for strength of kind of a Palgina. That's the Mashmah of Palgina. Still the Rai Rashid. The Rosh in the first parak, right, from the Adalas, both of some of you, that if you finish a meal, that's not considered to be Kabbalah Kaya. Just to get back, we finished the last meal, the last supper. Doesn't mean that's called Kabbalah Tayyip. But the question becomes, what's the Rosh going to do? He doesn't like the Ramban shot, Tema. Doesn't like the Rivas shot, because you just bench, not automatic Kabbalah Tayyip. So what's he going to do? What's the answer? The answer is, Kabbalah Tayyip repent. If you explicitly accept upon yourself the time of the Tisha B'Av, then it is binding. Or you say, already the Tainus Tisha B'Av would be bound even with respect to Easter Rechitza. He takes the rabbi moves it over, and that's not the case of Saba, but the case of the Perusha Kamasar. That's how the Rosh will have to understand. Fine. The Rambam is unclear. Rambam's lesson is, the Gomar should alert all of them. That Gosman is Gomar Belibo, the rabbi. The Magamish says, no, he will be perished in all Sibis Kosa, which is the Rosh. Again, the third opinion is the Ramban. That even if you accept the Bintar Mole, it's nothing. Nothing. It's not, there's no such thing. We have no such, there's no such concept as Kabbalah Tosefet Tisha B'Av. Why? Only Yom Kippur. Only Yom Kippur exists. And what's different about Yom Kippur? Why is Yom Kippur different than Tisha B'Av? What's the difference? Why should there be a difference? The lesson of the Ramban is, what about the Ram here, page 11 of the day, the lesson of the Ramban is, the Torah for Kabbalah of Nibol Yom. It's not clear what the Ramban really means. It's the Torah's other. It's not exactly clear what he's driving at when he says Yom Kippur is different from Tisha B'Av. What exactly is the difference? There are two interpretations of the words in the Ramban that can be offered. One is Yom Kippur is a chiyuv. Everyone knows, so seventh Yom Kippur, that's the chiyuv d'oraisa. The chiyuv, so then we understand you can do it. Tisha B'Av, no one says it's a chiyuv. No fear, you can't accept it upon yourself. That doesn't exist. That's one interpretation. Alright? That's one interpretation. The Nakhbat HaShekel is going to separate steps. Dalit says, no, that's not what it means. It means as follows. It means, after the Moses Michol Allah Kodesh, adding Yontif. So Sefer can only be a Yontif bigger thing. But if you accept Yom Kippur early, it's still Yontif. I got to set the Shabbos. But the other Mekabal does Sefer Tishul, it's not a Yontif Erev Tishul, okay, it's not a Yontif by any stretch. Therefore, there can be no some Sefer without an accompanying Yontif. Okay. And the Bach quotes the Marshal who says, even if your Mekabal kindness is favorish, you can still go into a shower. And the Bach says about the Marshal, low in the hero. What does that mean? Why low in the hero? Push it wide. The Bach learns the Kabbalah is the Kabbalah Tishul. To pitch it up, you know what pitch it up is? Just plug up the computer. What pitch it up? Also, the vaccine, the pizza, it's an automatic. That's how the Rabbah understands. What did my child understand? He says, no, the Rabbah is basically right. You just plug in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Also, the malacha, the achila, the shim, that you can't plug in. This is a kadosh. You can't plug in pitch it up. It's not on the computer. It doesn't exist. It's not the answer. What you can do is you can Makabal upon yourself and Isra Achila. Oh, all we consider Makabal upon yourself and Isra Achila, then it's Mutter the Rechita. That's the Mashal's opinion. Rabban is making it right in context. Rabban says, no, we don't say you can do Makabal upon yourself and Isra Achila. Why not? Because you're not saying, I'm only saying that I'm accepting a fast. You can't accept a fast in the middle of the day. I already ate. Three meals, right? Probably four. Breakfast, lunch, first through the next day, four meals a day. Okay, guys, I'm fasting for the rest of the day. I'm joking. It's not. You call it a fasting. Well, it's a joke. That's not called fasting. The whole concept doesn't exist. That's the Ramban Shita. Concept doesn't exist. The Rosh Hashanah Aleph Simchat Torah days doesn't exist. So the Rosh will fail you, that's true. It's counting as an independent entity. Someone ate from 8:30 this morning, and then he eats straight until 7 o'clock tonight, and he says, okay, I'm going to fast for the next half hour. I'm going to be sugar in it. He's just so full, what kind of fast? It wouldn't have any validity. But if he says, I'm not just fasting for half an hour, I'm fasting the next 25 hours. This half hour, 24, another half of the Spanish mushrooms, that's a different story. If they found Mitzvah, but the next 24 and a half hours make one big unit, that's a whole different story. That's what's going to work for the Rosh. Halacha l'maisa, what's the din about Kabbalah? I think it's considered a Kabbalah. So there's another right over here. Kafkuf from Gimel Aleph. Half of each office about seconds, mutal mouth of the left off of elephant, kibbutz of the Beirush. Rabbah Kabbalah Belayd, Eina Kabbalah Shatzara Plosio Bisvato. There's been a Shabura, not so Pasha. Shabura says, Abbas Kosta the Havi Kabbalah. The same Hiskima Grubba the Euro. And if everything is also except for, catch it now. Lila Sassan. Now the Kilo Hiskima the Farish, Kutz Mizer. But if you are not a Kabbalah Belay, stop, just finish eating, everything has nothing in mind, everything's mutter. We call the Kabbalah Nachman Yosu Lehashmos and Ferish for Tel Belay, and in the Kabbalah of a Tanis, a Venice Lutzer. Those folks from Lamaklim, you can stop completing the meal, benching, to be considered a Kabbalah of a Tanis. Fine. Now, the Chora is a difficult verse. What do you mean Kabbalah says it's separate, except for the Lutzer Tanis? How can you do that? It's interesting. Who says it? So the Mishabur, the Sharasim, and the Sipkot and Gimel, who today Taz, Gimel, his son, I look up the Taz, guess what the Taz quotes? that quote the who's gonna get? Bayit. No, who should he quote? No. Might not come at all. Who should he quote? Avi? Well, the Marshal. That's as before. The Marshal holds that the Kabbalah is piecemeal. Oh, it's a fish, oh, it's a fact, it's yes, it's no. So the explains very well, I accepted everything, but I have my shoes on, leather shoes. How did you accept that? The point of the Bach, the slug and fish above, you can't pick and choose. Okay, but the good thing of the Marshal is the car is which he talks on. That's the thing. Now, what do you mean, Kabbalah Belay? Kabbalah Belay works. What does it mean? Kabbalah Belev is a Kabbalah with his ano, a Kabbalah to fit. A Kabbalah to fit. I will low people of the sun, after the Belev. And I should go up and die to the level, and I will put that people up to you. I accept upon myself the fair to Tishba, one, or I accept upon myself not to eat anymore. But apparently that latter statement, which was not combined in half an hour with Tishba, was a joke. You ate 20 hours, you're going to make a time apart. The only way that you can make it legit and have validity and meaning is if you accept it as part of Tishba. That's why I use the question, the Kabbal is, I know, some of the Kabbal does not eat for the next half an hour. That's a meaningless statement. Okay. But before, the best thing to do is to make a decision with the fairies of Sinai. They are not Mekabel Edith. Not Mekabel Edith. The Nakhba Shekel says, they didn't make a Sinai. The minig ha'om, to be Mekabel Tainus after they stop eating, it's evil kibble of his head. I don't know what that means. He's basic. I don't know. I like to say it a little. Kitta, the Rokhan Abraham is aware of the problem, know what we call Tainus show. You ate already so many hours, now you accept the last hour, Tainus is meaningless. In order to counter this, he says, look at Tik, Sim, and Tup, Kup, Sam, and Bay, Tik, Yud, Av. Those are Mishabu, open up. What's the Sim, and Tup, Kup, Sam, and Bay, Tik, Yud, Av? What's there? Let us look at this place. Well, we don't fast. America's not very into smashing the fast. Well, that's the fast that we have. Okay? The kibbutz of a tainus katsi ayom. Shochal hakka. Shochal katsi ayom. The kibbutz of tainus nisham ve'elim. Eino nikwet tainus usal aneinu. Avol nikwet tainus imin shepterach lahasin nidro. So it's not so simple. Eino tainus, if you didn't fast the whole, morning to night, it's only with respect to Anenu, but some kind of a fast, some kind of a halakhah of a fast, it really does have. And therefore, over here too, you accept upon yourself a fast that's half hour there, which is low, it has validity. We have Yom Kippur with 4 o'clock on Minchah Lechol. Now, if it's so separate, Yom Kippur doesn't work. But the net of the Alma is grab the camera as early as you want. Fine. What about Shabbos? Nah. On Shabbos, they're not in the Kabbalah. They can't in the Kabbalah with Shem Kabbalah. So altogether, on Shabbos. So somebody has a mind here always to go see. Okay. The Ramban says, Reish Nun, quotes the Rish, he says, from 7 to Shabbos, from Flag HaMincha and Shkiyat HaCham. And you make it like Yom HaKlom. Now, again, we're not going to all the process. Talking about Ban, Flag, and Shkia, the first Shkia, only about three or four minutes at the top. Again, we're not going to the process. We're lengthy Ramban talking about this very secluded. So Ramban says no. There's love suffering. I referenced it a while ago. The dollar of the day. Then Ashmosh, the fishing rod, is husband. Says Ramban, if the veto stepped, Ramban is also Ben Ashmosh. Why must the Gemara say that Ben Ashmash of Tishabov is author? If the Medina is called Seven Tishabov, then Avada Ben Ashmash is his author. His author. Definitely a question over here that was very sharp, but it's once around Ban. It's only so Sefet when you're Chayim. Not only because it's a Nachba Shekel, it's only so Sefet when it's Gushin Zayot. not completely clear. That's the impression that we get. This is all. What is no heel, who there's no concept of those sevens. In other words, the Ramban is saying that you should make up a new concept for those sevens. If you're not clear of it, if you want to volunteer for it, it doesn't exist. If it's just a chiyah of those sevens, yes, you can volunteer to have it extend a little bit. But if it's no chiyah in the food, it's just a creative yesh me'ayin, this you cannot do. The position of no chiyah, he brings it right from here to himself with his dollars. There's no concept at all, it's the Ramban sheet. Okay. Now, the custom that Ramah quotes here is that although, technically speaking, you can wear his leather shoes until Shkia, the custom is to catch them off earlier at Baruch Hu.
The golden picture?
Right. They used to daven fire before Shkia. That's clear, it's clear. So they would take the shoes off when they hit Baruch. That's the meaning of the Ramah in this base. The Sharatiyah, this contest from Rabbi Akiva Eger.
I don't see why it should be so.
That's what we said. He keeps up the shoes after bunk. Before Baruch Hu, we are confused, and the apostles first, we shouldn't demonstrate our bailiffs on Shabbos. That is a question of kind of our answer situation. Okay. Here goes, we finally got to our shiur for today. Is today's shiur legit? I'm all right. But the first year was today was more important, but every other year we learned Menachas, and we learned Rachas, and we learned the Menachas, and we still said Shia, Erev, Shishav, and the Chatzos, because against the meaning of the Ramah. So Mr. Brewer writes, first of all, the Ramah wrote it, Bein Bechol Ebe Shab, to a Mekel on Shab. The purpose. Even Bechol, he calls the Marshal and the Gra and other things to be Mekel. So we're Mekel over here. Okay. What about about it now, although it's really below the form quality of the last category. This is just to compare and contrast and talk about it now. The Bala Rav writes, Rav Zion, the Tishul is on Shabbos, he can't learn the whole day. We're talking about the Tishul. The Tishul of itself, the ninth of all, like last year, but on Saturday and Shabbos, we commemorate the fast of Sunday, so the Bala Rav can't learn the whole day Shabbos. In the morning, can't learn Shabbos. Why not? Because Rav should be sitting there. That it's available for sinner, and you don't have to squash even though it falls out on Shabbos. We get to the different context again later. So the Maram says it's back to Tashmish. So the Maram, the Tashmish is the Chumrah, and let's not add Talmud Torah. But of course, the problem is Ramah didn't quote all this. The whole the aspect is Ramah quote after the Arab system of after Chatzot. Even when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, I mean, it falls on Sunday. The Pesach is on Sunday, right? But to do with the Maram Kum, Maram Kum is talking about Tisha B'Av Mitzvah. Think of yourself, kind of ramble into all the process right now. Let's just turn it to one more food over here. Erev Tisha B'Av, guys, forget Tisha B'Av itself. That is. So that's the both Arab Tisha B'Av is a good way to go from one to the other. It says in the Gemara, the Dalit Ben Hashmash is Mizot. Get the impression that there are other fans, Ben Hashmash is Mizot. But there are the Beis Yosef, the Tzav Kuf Tzav Beis, the Rosh, Simon Yisbeis, who says, on your base of an Aleph says, call Tainus lo shaka olav chama, ain't a Tainus. You know what I mean? Shaka means test of oven. Test of oven. That every fish, about the Batamu is the word, goes to test of oven. Mark says, wait a minute, it's against the Gemara. Gemara says that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, then Ashmash is disaster. Imply that kind of Tiber, then Ashmash is Mutter. Take a look at, oh, you don't have this on your mobile, do you? The Mordechai Tosh Reish Lamed Aleph discusses the Tisha. And he gives an interesting answer. An interesting answer, which is relevant, I don't want to hear this to Arya, but in Shabbat too. The difference between the Tisha, the Ben Ashmash is before, and the Ben Ashmash is after. Remarkable. He says, you have to fast always until safe. Ah, even Tisha B'Av. It's in one man number says Mutter. And it only Tisha B'Av Ben Ashmash. But here, Shani Yuliyoma Me'apukiyo. The Yuliyoma, I believe, comes to China, sorry, Ben Ashmash. Apukiyo. The Soma Tainus, it's fatal or nothing as you've had a life. Look at that. If you have an interesting concept, you'd be allowed to eat the Ben Ashmash. See, we don't have kind of Tiba today for the lack of rain. But if we did walk, if we did have, he's saying a distinction between the Ben Ashmashes before the fast and the Ben Ashmashes after the fast. After the fast. Well, therefore, it comes out of the Maisa, because it's never the Maisa for us. Because we're always Masmir after the fast. Comes to us with the Kamas, comes Tom Gedalia, comes Torah Potatoes. So we're not mere for the Ben Ashmash after the fair. And here I would be cooler for the Ben Ashmash before the fair is subsumed in a much bigger cooler. What's that? The Shaka. This whole theoretical of the Mordechai is severely non-existent. 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 Yes. And then the Shabbos will come up. Shit Pei Zayin. And that's his, some say the coolest that we have Ben Ashmash, the only slide of Ben Ashmash on Friday, not Ben Ashmash is of Mosh Shabbos. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think I put it in the Aruch HaShulchan, am I correct? Somewhere? Okay. Yeah. There's one, Tavkuk Tarabay, Pet. He says something amazing. He says, yes, you're right. There's a Mordechai, there's a Russian kindness. But the Russian stuff in Shabbat, he claims, is not the way. He's talking Mako, the old Tanya of Tiber, not only the Ben Ashmash before, but the Ben Ashmash after. And I saw that out when I go, Daniel Ehler, with Anos, Raka Ben Ashmash, and Shavosa, the Tammuz, and then so the Bible, it's a great affair. At Shia, Ein Mazichin also. Yamagra thought the same. What's going on? The Gra and the Shulchan are saying, and it will be called a minor fan. Right? So that's, I guess, Shivas of the Thomas, the Shavas of the Dalia, and that's Rabbi Nez, I guess, kind of says, to the fourth quote, minor fan. As soon as the sun sets, go ahead and eat. You have to wait until say Sakal Kavid. No one in the world had ever heard of relies upon them. As such. We do rely upon it a little bit, in the sense that we're not knocking up with these long money. No, I go with the Shtibur. And the Shtibur of the corner up with the stock of Machmei, the came from the Galicia, and he would be waiting, make us wait to Zira, so who knows how long yet till we could be Shtibur, so we could say Zira, so we could have an Iyer and everything. One thing is the biggest maker in the world, kind of Shtibur. He was diving so fast before young Israel. He was already, He was already davening. It happened here for many years. I don't know what's on now, but in the administration, they got back to left. Lisa, he was following, you know, he wouldn't daven Meyer on a time of steeper here in camp, I think 50 minutes after the skier, or 40 minutes, and he 50 minutes after the skier. And we, yeah, were daven Meyer before him. It was like, you know, hey, we didn't want to let out the secret over here. And now they're ready, Coolie, coolie could talk to you. Okay. Let's go now to the Halachas of Tisha B'Av. The first din is in the first Gemara, is against the Tzachim, Ubros Umeniko Mishano Umashlimo Yom HaKippur. A pregnant woman and a nursing woman have to fast the whole day on Yom Kippur. That's something amazing in a paper called Pisgei Tshuvas. Who came with all the stuff on the dome of today? I don't understand it, but I'll read it to you anyway. Everyone knows there's a man named Yisroel Yaakov Fischer. They have the Badat. He has a unique shita that a woman who's pregnant is fast to eat a Yom Kippur. Oh, wow. You know that? Well, no. If you want to eat Yom Kippur, Yisroel Yaakov Fischer. They say you're pregnant, eat. I against the Morris, the Schneider, seven. Well, this is the world of difference. Son of us. What is the Badat? If I try to say that, they hang me up for the shabbat over here. they take the blue, red, and yellow. But Yaakov says it. I thought the Das Yochid, no one in the world agrees with everything. I thought, it's not the Das Yochid. But I found over here a quote from when the Zalman the Khan was Russell, not on Yom Kippur. I don't look up at Yom Kippur in the book yet, but on Tishavah, look what he says over here. Ubizmanenu, Ekev Chushas Hagor, Umezeg Ha'avir Ha'cham V'ha'avir, it's not me, it's human, it's not me, Nekubal, Etel Harben in Mori Hora, Lahokel Lemuberes, who is he calling the bottom? Quote, Halichot Shesa, the Shemim Shlem Adam and Adam Adam. That's written by a Zetsu. It was, I'm sure, an accurate quotation. I never heard of it before. I've had to feel that I have to forget. I have to say it in my eyes. I have to just forget. So, I don't know. What do you mean? Well, we could have, I think we could do a much stronger than it used to be. No, the nutrition is better. And it's hotter now. Air conditioning. You wouldn't have had it now. What's going on over here? This is the stuff, bro. I don't understand it. Of course, a woman feels faint. She's going to faint. She's dehydrated. And she has to certainly eat. But it's not to make a blanket statement that all pregnant women should eat on a tissue level. I don't understand. The air is close to the requisite. Claim of cops to show in the hotel to leash out of talk. All right. You left, yeah, complicated. But in a week, if it's some special case, a high risk pregnancy or some special circumstance, this, that, other thing, then it's a different story. They're going to have to eat. They're going to get the doctor to pick her up. Remember, she said it was the Rabbana. The kid doesn't even want that. It's all right. This is the rule with the Rabbana. We can be more made. Even if they have to eat, let's say other fair. There's a minor fair. So a woman is pregnant, a menika, eat. That's clear. The folks can say, my only issue is the heiress of the Muslim. Others say, no, it's not a lie. The woman is pregnant or nursing, it should eat lechatchila. Now, there are more, right, and unfortunately, the women are accustomed to being machmir. And I didn't want to imagine during pregnancy or nursing. I tell the women to eat it right away. No problem. It's called a minor fair. Eat. They tell them. But then they have to be strong. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Moshe, right? A woman who is weak and it's strict upon herself, even if she's a desire, oh, it's an Easter bedouble. She's not allowed to fair. It's not going to figure out. I want to put it's Mutari. It's us in affairs. Because they well, to me it's not us yet. I have to pass that level of power. It's us. Well, you swear the cup. You know, go to the line. Eat right away. A woman who's pregnant and nursing should eat right away in the mind affair. Now, well, how do you define a pregnant woman? Can you be a little bit pregnant? Apparently, yes. According to the Tolkien. You can be a little bit pregnant and not qualifying for this. That's crazy, huh? You can be a little bit pregnant and you don't qualify for the dispensation of Mubarak for Shtar Taniyot. That is found here at the very beginning of the book. Tanit. Tav. Kuk. Nun. Ut was the Manikas Mitzvah, etc., says the Mishnah Brura, you have to have Hukar Avlat. Right? The concept of Hukar Avlat, 3 months. And before 3 months, you have to fast. So I asked the Mishnah Brura, believe it or not, it's in a tough Kuf Nun, she's talking Gimel. Gimel. You had it by Vesta, you know, for 3 months. Evan, the baby is 40 days old, but they may consider it a blast. All she feels is sad. And in less than 40 days, she's pressed to the test. All she's been sad is harvest. I don't know what this is all about. That's what the toxins is that we can remake a little way. What about nursing women? They're going to help with vestas already. Instead of helping with vestas, women are considered a nursing woman, so I'll be big for 2 years after childbirth. Period. Therefore, any woman who's given birth within the last 2 years should eat straight on the minor fat. She's nursing, she's not nursing, it's irrelevant. This is a way to avoid fasting, number of times. And there are some women I know who didn't fast for many, for a decade. Because, you have some children. You have a child every 2 years and 9 months. So then, basically, the reason, I want to fast. So that's that way, according to everybody, I think it's the correct spot. You have some bonus, some perk. When a woman has such strain, and they need to give it something. A Polish Shemo Sakonis, the Mishnah Brura, the Kazal by Shar Tanya, is not allowed to be Machmer Lasmo. Also, lo la Hachmer Lasmo. Even though Polish Shemo Sakonis. It's also by Kanin, in status of a weak. They're not to be Nazis. Even they're 12 years old, they shouldn't be Nazis. We finished the brewer to cut the dollar and hay. It's been a tough cook. Noon. There's a custom of fasting to cook on this. I don't like it. We had a whole study that either by a male or not. I don't think it should fast until 13 for a boy or 12 for a girl for these fasts. I don't think so. Get the pay back. Someone doesn't feel well. So daily sign-offs, if you feel that the woman is pregnant, then, okay, pay back. Have a baby, wait 2 years, now pay back. Fast for this one, for this affair, 10 fasts, not that. Tatsion pay back. I have the concept of paying back. It's only my time is Esther. And it's Esther, the date is not so kavua, so you can pay back. But not with respect to fast, which are kavua, she looks at the Talmud, and so the Tavis, etc. I wrote something in. This year it says, cost the Hayashiva, indicating to the country that even other fairs, and even as our potatoes, even Tainus Esther is basically Kavul, Allah, who might be tossed against her Rabbah, and therefore even that you don't have to pay back. That's why I say, you don't pay back, on the other hand, I lose the kula of a headache, a mere headache, the Rabbah's make of by Tainus Esther, I'm willing to give up that kula, you don't have to pay back, the woman who's entitled, not the fairs of Blueberry, Kubla, so many, but we cannot, not about so. Now here's an interesting question. Why is it that the Shavuot of the time as we ate at night, and we wore leather shoes, and we were going to a shower with pastors, but since we have all this stuff, what's the difference? What's the difference? Let me ask you, what's the difference? Well, who knows the difference? Who knows the difference? What do you mean Abel? Why is there Abel? It's not just called kindness. Okay. So what's the real difference? Here's the Machlok of the Goli Apol. The Ramban writes the following in Torah. Really, there should be no difference between Shavuot and Tammuz and Tishrei. The same thing. She asked 24-hour fast with all the whole 9 yards, everything. Why is it that we don't observe all these Shavuot and Tammuz? Here's the answer. Mark Masechta Rosh Hashanah. What about the Mishnah Brura here in Tuf Mem Tes? Where begins? That there are 3 stages in time. There's a Sakai, some of Raviv, some of Hamishi, which is tonight, this is no Mashiach. Yield the base you, though the Sultan was simple and hot. So make up your mind. Is it a fast for the Yasa? What is it? So there's 1-3 cases. If it's when Mashiach comes, they show them, it'll be a Yasa. When is this terrible Kurva, persecution, then it's a mandatory fast. When it's the best of times and the worst of times. Ain Shalom, ain Malchus? Rustle Miss Anin, Rustle Ainon Miss Anin. A strange, sweet choice. A pro choice, you know. Rustle Miss Anin, Rustle Ainon Miss Anin. So the Ramban writes, that the custom was, he told them to make a deal with their Rebbe Shlomo. We'll fast, but not only on our terms. Only 12 hours, not 24 hours. Only with food and drink, and that was the other reason. That's what Shem Ramban. I was wondering, what Ramban during World War II? There's no mouth worse than that. It was terrible. The people fast 24 hours, and when we're, we're canvas speakers, and not put their heads in water, on these quote minor fairs? I don't think so. I asked the people, I don't know. Well, yes, but I asked them, no. Are you talking? Quote Ramban was still needed to see him at that point in time. So apparently we rely on other folks. And the Tirbites explained, other folks can say, no, there's an intrinsic difference between the decision by the other fairs, irrespective of the idea of Russell the low Russell. Even without that. Even without that. Look in the Rashba, talking about the Beis Yosef. That's something which is alluded to. The Tuskus from Dallas. That's apparently our minute. That even in the worst of times, not the worst of the worst of the worst, the minute became not to accept the permit of Tishabov during the other family. Okay. How about a woman who has given birth within the last month? When it comes to your paper, what's the big task you have to pay? When it comes to Tishabov, the Rock, what's the Ramban? No, still 30 days, there's no need to pay. That's what I'm about to do for an hour. Then it comes to a million dollars, it is wrong. Chaya Kolam Yom, Ken Kolos Yisrof Lechol, Eid Sarof Omed, Ela Machil Nol Samiyad, to the Mokham Koli, Lo Gozru Rabbonon. Okay? I said, this Ramon, a kind of custom way to start Gozru. Often in the charge that way to start Gozru, if I was HD right away, who didn't answer the status of a Kola, they go start coming. I said, why don't you call them as a Kola? If you're weak, ever feel weak. Weaker than others. I don't know what that means. Now, once again, to make sense, right? Same reason we make it by the Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, because Rosh and the Tana, Rosh can make another deal with our tent. No, we want to use the shoes, we need it tonight. We want Hashem that a Chaya who will give birth to her month should be exempt from fast. Made a deal. And to make sense, according to the Rajma, you don't need this deal. So I said to you before, the Rajma of the opinion that the other fairs are intrinsically more cow. I don't understand what that means, because that's the other fairs. But he was talking about Tisha B'Av. So again, if you have a good idea, if you figure it out, I'd be appreciative. The base judgment, Simon Tuskus Mundalis, Tisha B'Av, I'm missing a piece. Because Menika does fast from Tisha B'Av and Achaya does not. So I couldn't understand what the Beis Yosef really meant. You can figure it out, please let me know. Alright. Now, we have to discuss later what about Nisra. We'll put it on hold for the last topic. Fine. What about a woman who just gave birth to the last week or last month? Should she fast a few hours? No, she can fast a few hours. Or should she not fast at all? So, I don't know. Mr. Brewer writes that, well, she should fast a little bit. A little bit. Marsilio Lettuce, the end of his dishonor is a show. Is this worth anything? Is this worth a thing? All right, so fast a few hours. I'm talking about a strict lumber. Is this not a gesture which is meaningless? Well, that's a meaning. I don't think this. We have a Gemara, Fushi Gemara. Called Tainish, Lo Shuffle of Kama, Ain't a Tainish. It's a Fushi Gemara. But what is this thing a few hours? What is it all about? Nothing. Well, it's not so simple. But there are more in Tavkut Sam Zay's 5 hours. That's like this. The Machabi says, Called Tainish, Lo Shuffle of Kama, Ain't a Tainish. Zimu, a typical Chavim. Ain't no time. Nothing. Zero. And you plant them fast half a day. Ain't no spal aneinu. Ramah. You know again the spal aneinu. Afafi she'ein mashlim ha'tifkachavim. That is the minute. What do you mean? It's not a tinnitus. What do you say my name is for? What do you say that was? It's a compulsion with not a tinnitus. What's the Rambam talking about? What's he saying? Apparently, he holds, based upon the Rambam, for a powerful love to give him a tinnitus, there is a time to show. He did not fast an entire day. It's against his mother's day, like a Yerushalmi. It's not the Rambam Pasuk Yerushalmi against the Bavli, for whatever reason. The more that I quote a little bit, it's Simon Tuf Reish Chof Beis. Okay. Tuf Reish Chof Beis, the more that I quote. Here we go. Quite lengthy. It says, I will aim for the level of the Gimel Shaw, the Kilo, or Ludo, the Kilo, the Dog Shaw, the Kate, the Chinook, the Gadola, the Yomosho, the Kilo, the Buffalo Shaw, the Not, the Kate, aim the Sala, and aim the Kodam Shioka. Okay? Why? We don't have a self for you, make me time to show. The other way around, not. This circle of time, this is the Yesha, 10-9. Because others say not that way. The Yesh, go on the Kibo Sinus of Katia Yom, not me time to show, not yet to. It's considered to be a good time. It's not sure what the Mordechai Shita on this is. It's in the top race. Called base. The letter should be some added in. Pass a few hours. Pass a few hours. The question, he did a Kabbalah now. The Rambam discussed this. He did a Kabbalah kind of a case. Only the entire day. The question, you do need a Kabbalah. The Rambam says that something is there in Enu without a Kabbalah. The Mori Beit is called Tire Shokila the Minta, Lot from a Tinus, means to the Yoshi of Nether Tinus, as the Mordechai says. But it is considered a fast as the second saying of our name. Mr. Brewer Paskin, he can't even be Yoshi. Right? He's not the truth of the Suffolk Brook. Not the Suffolk Brook. The Machabim, we don't say, because it's not a stone time he's saying it. Is it going to be that much? It's an anal. Have to go. An anal. We don't know three words. He could start with a lot of you know, most of you could actually say it. Okay. Here's a big question I received many times. A call I see today, I got it today. A call of I see digital. Must we shiur it? Like a kipper? Only if you want to eat whatever you want. Maybe not Yom Kippur, so these public talks make your call service and you know, look at the weight or to the class. Everybody knows that. What about I see digital? What's the deal? So the B.R. Lapa talks about it. It costs $2,000 silver. What's it in? The Makam Hol of Ezra Abana. I can say all of them. You mean? The Makam Shein Amakla Shel Chalira. Chalaria. Chalira. Chazavar Chasachalam. Yoko Fogos Mikikol Sebes. Vichdei Achila Prat. And same thing, Shiram, the Shia that you have in Israel, Kippur. But same thing, the beer all off. Wow. Aram HaShulchan says, forget about it. It's impossible, he says. This is a tough cook, moon, Dalit. He's dying. What are you saying? This is a bottle. He's doing the Tijam Kippur. And Kippur is a part of his mouth. Not? Therefore, there's no distinction of the, there's no restriction of Shiru. That's the passage from the Aruch HaShulchan of Kufnundalit, Sif, Zion. Why? They're Rabbanon. There's only about Yom Kippur the Oraisa. Yom Kippur the Oraisa, you have to have, you know, a little bit at a time. And here, the Rabbanan, they never made any chumra whatsoever. I said, finish. You have to eat already. What's the matter? Who promised the Kashiyah, the Shayach, the Tishrav, Shuvah, the Rabbanan, all for the vanity of life. What's the matter? What's that, Mr. Baruch? Who wants the chat? Ah? No. What do you get the writer? What? Say, look. No, the writer. You need an answer. You won't talk, I'm just about to okay. Let me be the Shabbos guy. I'll say this. Listen. It says it in the Navi. Toma Raviv and Toma Chamishi. It's down in Navi. So it's in Navi, it's different Kabbalah. Different Kabbalah is a different Torah. In my from the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, if indeed the other fairs are quote unquote optional, I'm told the Briskers don't fast the other fairs. I'm told. The Briskers don't ever fast the Rosh Hashanah, or Sav Gedalia, or Thermitage, isn't it? Shlach, they don't fast. Kabbalah from Chaim, they don't fast. Do have a Tishba, hey. No, they have a Brisk here. Why would you fast the Tishba? Yes, well, why? Because the Gemara, Shani Tishbav, all the hook full of those terrible. There's a chum and a bite twice terrible. No. The question becomes, what level is it Shani Tishbav hook full of terrible? What kind of din is that? So it could be from our clothes to be a rough and narrow for sure. The Belafa says that Shani Tishbav, all hook full of terrible, is a din midiray kabbalah. That Toma Chamishi is mochamar be on the level of the Nevi'im to Zuchul Lubotar. And therefore, it's a kind of a midiray kabbalah to midiray kabbalah. We understand very well why the Yishirim came with Yom Kippur. But Rav Hashul, but no, he knew about the Ritma in Megillah, including Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh in Megillah, who takes a Spanish Makaret, that the Easter of the Cholmer of Tishuvah of Ovid Shemot of the Talmud is not Midirei Kabbalah. It's only Midirei Rabbanah. By Midirei Kabbalah, even if it's full of all stars, it's still blocked from the Tana, blocked away from the Tana. So therefore, it's only purely the Rabbanah in effect. And therefore, assuming that today, it's paying off the Pen Shalom. And therefore, we can be Mekel not to eat Yerub, but to eat drink. That's a possibility of what the Makwes is. That's one shot. What other shot we can say to your Lama? No, it's too fancy. He knew, the Lama knew about the Raj or the Ritzma. He knew it's only with the Rabbana. But he said, call the Tikkun Rabbana, Ke'ein, the right to Tikkun. And what's the time I did by Yom Kippur? What's the Shira? Then he can say it's Tal. It's an essay in the Lama says that. Vida Chati Shira, you're holding the Lama, say it, for sure. But maybe the essay is still the problem. Some folks can say, if you eat less than the Shia Kotem and Kippur, although you buy the loaf of it, but the essay is still intact. It's still intact. That's what the Be'alacha means when he says, you eat a little bit, quote, lo neka atainus meganre. Lost with the air. Lo neka atainus meganre. The essay is still there. So it could be that Shai Tanyo, also on the level of the Rabbanan, there is a quote essay. That's what I said. Even though we're welcome to call those gods of Rabbanah, there's no Easter, but maybe in a say, there still is, especially if Chatzishil will be enough for you. Look, if Chatzishil will not be enough for you, you have no right to fast with Shira. You must eat, and if you did eat, your fast is no fast. The name is Bites of the Bricks of Rome. Someone came to the Bricks of Rome, they looked for minions, the minion of Yonzei Anenu, but they have a minion of Ayakal, minion of six or seven. So they said, are you fasting? He says, yes. The Rick of Heaven, you have to get sick? Yes, I'm fasting anyway. Stop, your fasting is all fasting, forget about it, and you don't have to bring it for an angel to lay a cow. Boom. Yeah, Ripka. When you're, if you're ready fast, it's Parasva. If you're ready fasting, you have to be healthy. And if not, the fast is no fast. I guess the Brits did bother fasting on a service table. It's not no fast anyway, do you think? Would he gain that fast? Yeah. All right. fine. You just wanted a beer out of you know, you have to be careful, man. If already you're eating, and you already broke your fast, you already had, you know, the shear of the diet, you had it right away, there's no need to even stop it afterwards. Yom Kippur, every morsel that you eat is an issur. But on Tisha B'Av, I don't think that's so. Once you already ate, you broke the fast already, you can eat whatever you want. Whatever you want. The rule of thumb is not just the same, only the minimum. I don't think so. They're a magic right. What about the Madame Moabi Yeshua in footnote 40? They need to give whatever they want. Whatever they want. Whatever they need. Whatever they need. Okay. You mentioned before a little bit about this Hanel story, Captain Kuminko. Alright? So the Moabi Yeshua quotes. Footnote 80, because it's more to the time, you say, Anenu, Hashem, Anenu, Biyom, Hatanis, Hazeh. No, that's not accurate. Instead of Anenu, you say, Anenu, Hashem, Anenu, you'll be out as well. Biyom, sometimes you say, where's the time that Yom, Hatanis, Hazeh? Where's Hatanis? Yokis! Yeah, what's Yom, what's the presumption? Yom, Hatanis, saying, all right, it's clear, it's Titus. Why aren't they lost? They are declared Titus. That's not the sugar. You can make it wrong and say, oh, sometimes it's dangerous, so fantastic. You can't do this thing. So that's why you say, you would say, oh, my time is another time, you say, no. But, if, Mr. Director, but, Commissioner, but, if it's a regular time, it's dancing half a day, so then you leave it out completely. Leave it out completely. Yeah. But, you're not going to run? No. You have a private trip, you say time extending. You know why? There are others in the world who are fasting for the more significant reasons than you. And if you're joining with them, you can still call your own song time extending. That's the meaning of the Ramon and the Mishnah Berurah. But if you've been fasting for half a day, and you also have a common dojo, I believe that yourself is the Mishnah Berurah. You say the Yom Zeh. You know, you do a time extending. Two strikes against you. A time extending, you're not fasting at all. If you're lucky, says, I'm going to run to you say, Yom Tainus, keep Rezeh. The Allah can sometimes leave it out. You say, I'm able to leave out the words, Yom Tainus, and it's a please. Different customs again. Okay. Here's Mr. Bruce's school. Enough. Now, a Tainus Yachis, and you ate a shear, and you move, you break it, it's called breaking your fast, losing your fast, you don't say any word. You say the shear is Kazayim. Is it Kazayim or is it Kosef? Against you. Is it Kosef or Kosef? What should it be? Kosef is by Yom Kippur. Kosef. No. So the Bialach over here says, according to the Pitzvei Olam, has promised me Kosef on Tisha B'Av. Strange? Don't know. Let's go back to our original Gemara. The Gemara of Lama says that all the laws of our Velas apply to Tisha B'Av. Chila Shtir, what's that doing there? I don't know, it's something that's going to have to give. Sticha, etc. Rashi said, Chila Shtir, so not by Abel, let's just throw it in here. And it gives the Rechisa, we don't have an Agamara. This is your soul. Now, it also allows to wash his hands and his face and his feet in cold water. And one day, that all the Sishabab are the same. One of my closest in Simon, Tuf, Reish, Lamed, Tess. We'll look for a minute. Also, if you're a chit of the Sikha on Tisha B'Av, Kuna Shila Nitzra, also, Lilcha Tzvein, the Chanin Bein Mitzon, and the Tzvon of Yodav Raga, the Chanin, also, Bitzon in Mutter. Woo! For us, the Medame, all on the Tisha B'Av. Also, Mabel Kosher, Mishim Evo, one Tisha B'Av also named the Chal named the Tzonah. He has Muzah for an Avil and Muzah the Tisha B'Av. If you believe it for a minute, nah, we don't pass away. We're not stopping the dollars against the Gemara in China. We had a person who had come there one day. Even Yom Kippur, he said, you can wash one of them without the Tzonah. No one ever there except it. The Dab Yom, which is Nitzchel, the Gamre, Me'alom. What are they talking about? But the nature of the Easter of Kisah and Tisha B'Av. For the one in time to give them an avail. According to us, It's a din, what? Of the Luyim of Tainan, the Mr. Rosset. It's in a tight. Yom Kip, not the Nina. Sicha lahavir et azuhava. Can you use the order of the Tishuva? Not the question. It's then not the Nina of our novel of Mutter. It's Tishuva to be the Nabeel of Mutter. It's in Yom Kippur, it's Asa. You taught him that it also should be up here as well. It was getting some hope. It should be somewhere. Some kind of a kula about Sicha, Lahavir, Tazuma, Tishuva. But they all lumped this. Come on, also. But he says over here, when the Mechaber says, Sicha shall tainik is adulter, she poshet Mechaber says, Zulma Mutter, says the Biolocha Sid Tezron. I don't think it's true. But on Allah, come on, it's adulter. Okay? So the episode of the Yorker, Rabbi Sai, one of you all, know the owner of it, now we'll test their claim. 24-hour protection. We'll find out. We'll find out soon enough what a 24-hour protection is. Yeah. We'll have the common benefit tonight on the next tomorrow at this time. We'll put it on a commercial and the truth is, if you look at the sources, the ether, the Zinatichal Havas Azumah from Yom Kippur is the Yerushalmi. And there's the Yom Kippur Bein Shultanah Bein Inna Shultanah also. And there's the Mefarish that a Tisha B'Av is Mutter. He has the Salah. So you shine and learn a Tisha B'Av is Mutter. It's available. Not even New Year. But we pass like a Babli. If it's an Achlokas, if it's an Achlokas, Sochem and Tainik, it's an Achlokas Babli and Yerushalmi as well. So for us, I think it should be Osir. So you have to see the Mishnah Brew. Rav Meish is quoted in Lavi Yeshurin, and saying, if you sweat a lot, it's considered as refuah. Come on. Refuah. Really? I don't know. I was trying to get myself that it's safer on Tisha B'Av is cooler. And it's safer on a bailiff, so that's normally not me, no donor for a week. Now, no one advertises 7 days for that. Sorry. The cards must have the Zuma at the end of the story. Okay. But a Tishra is Osir, exactly. Tishra is Osir, and a bailiff is Muslim. Okay, that's what it came from. All right, Rabbi Osir. Let's go on. Yeah. Still an official. You already mentioned our Avelis shirt. The Marami Wittenberg says no, still an official. It's like the first day of Avelis. And the Rosh says no. It's like it's no worse than the later days of shirt. What for the Maram? The first day. We didn't know what day before. But not quite. How many get to put on at Minchas time? Why? There it is. We hold that during Kinos of Shacharit, he treated it as an onay. It's like instead of Avelis Chamur, instead of the floor, and the whole business. After Chatzos, we get up on the regular chair and show, consider it as an Avel. And not as an Avel of Yerushin, therefore omitting the front filling after Chatzos, as Minchas time. So the top of those talents, we put it on again after Minchas. After Minchas, even though the Rosh Hashanah was cut, they put on in the morning, the brachas you made after Minchas. You put on Tfilas Minchas, you say Kriyat Shema again? She goes, no way! He's the governor of the Meitorah on Tishra. The meaning of the many is going to be made for the Pisgah Shuvah, which I'm going to consider that heaven. But it means that Vahadeh, the Kriyat Shema, say that Ayari, you put on a film, you got to say Kriyat Shema, what kind of business is this? All right, fine. Good. Nah. So the has to be Rabbeinu Tam. So they take pictures from Rabbeinu Tam still, so they the carryover of the mission. What? Is that there? Yeah. Krishna takes no. All right. Okay. And if you're a Krishna kill, okay. Rabbeinu Tam. Tyson says over here, Naflana on the day, the first thing he speaks, and Tishabah, to the Maya in his comfort. Let's say there, if you have two pillows, let's suppose you can sleep with one pillow. Okay? Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you sleep on the floor, mamish on the floor. Like, on the floor. We have some people there who try to sit near the floor tonight, not on the floor. Yeah. The general rule, the person even may be my tichvodo on Tisha B'Av. The general principle is my tichvodo. Mechaber tafkos menei tebeid, yeshu shenor zishka b'lel Tisha B'Av muta al arz, which makes him ever time of rosho, tamor, if some is dark and then discover without Tisha B'Av, should rubble the base, some effort, some with a rock. And what if you used only one pillow? I would say most people in this camp only sleep with one pillow. They have no pillow. Don't break your back. Some people have a bad back, it could be dangerous. They have the sun rise. So, most of us can survive, we're healthy enough. And we're ready. Yeah? Most of the time, we can usually survive without any pillows. That's the minute. You can? Okay. Well, I'm going to summarize. The Yemayit, Adam, Mitzvodo, the Anasa, the Tishwa, the Kol, not the Epsha. Now, can you hear Mr. Brewer? No smoking. Much of it is fun. Well, this is the rice all year long. Good. Fine. That's the color. Now, the Rosh quotes a Yerushalmi about Nachem. Very interesting. Koyomai Kamasi. The Rosh Simon Lamedala. Nachem is supposed to be said according to the Yerushalmi Machloek. We say it every day, or we say it in Moses. What? We say neither. We say it when? In the Yerushalmi. Strange. Basically, one of the Zohar Dav Chet. You can hear a lot of answers that are what we call Nei and Yonam. Not so poshut. Gets to Yerushalmi. And he thought he hold about the argument, I guess. And the Russians come to call Yomai Tamati, Lama Nova Shayama knocking out of the Silas and Mimicha. What's going on? They should send it to all three Silas. What's going on over here? What happened over here? No, I'll tell her. Why?